end of Parshas Bechukosai, the end of Parshas Vayikra, finishes Eila Mitzvah Sashativa Hashem Esmoishal Neisrael Bahar Sinai. So it's Kilu the Siyum of the Inyanim that were given Har Sinai. And when Midva starts, Vaidaba Hashem Amoishu be Midva Sinai Boil Moed, Be'echot Bechadish Hashanim Shon Hashanis, Lutzeis Meretz Yisrael. So there's a shinui of two mahalachim in Torah. There's the mahalach of Torah that was given from Har Sinai, and that's Sefer Vayikra Be'etzim. And then there is Torah that was given, Akash Bal spoke in the Midrash Sinai by Oil Moed. So the Torah of Har Sinai, Torah of Oil Moed. Lechura, if in Parshas Bamidbar, even though Rashi says it's kosher, it's one and the same, everything was given here and there, but Beholzai is the Torah describes as two different inyanim. The first mitzvah that was given in the Midrash Sinai is the mitzvah of Minyan. So even though chronologically Lechura Pesach Sheni comes out before, but still the inyanim Baloischa is before this. But Lemaisa, the Torah is telling you that the etzem, I mean, since Ein Mukta Mukha B'Torah, so the Seder Advara means that this is the right Seder mitzad the Teichin, and mitzad the Teichin of the difference between Torah of Midbar and Torah of Sinai is Minyan for the Yisrael. So we need to understand what's the difference between these two Torahs, the difference between the Torah of of Midbar Sinai or Oil Mishka or Oil Moed rather, the mitzvahs in the Torah that was given our Sinai. That's the first nekuda. Lemaisa, it says when he finishes the pekudim over here, it says that this was the way in which it was done, and it says the lashon is that kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe vayifkidim b'midbar Sinai. So the Chur, the Kedushas Levi has an aura that the loshin that normally is in by mitzvahs is the other way around. You say they did this and this kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe. To have kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe first, and then the mitzvah is, it's unusual, strange. There's a loshin Azera, we've said a few times, very famous, everyone brings it, but the Zaya says that the purpose of the minyan was as follows. Kibn de reiso mashkene toikmu, since you had the Torah and the mishkin was put up, boye kochibrichu le mifkit chelu de reiso, Akash Boko wanted to see how many soldiers he has for Torah, kama chayolun ino de reiso, kama chayolun ino de mishkino, and how many soldiers he has for the mishkin. So in other words, there are soldiers for Torah and soldiers for Mishkan. V'kula have kichad, and they're one and the same. They don't ever separate one from another. Kula kigabnu do leila, like lemalo, doi raiso Mishkan ole mispar shidomido ve'azin kichad. Because Torah and Mishkan are never separate. Or begin kach halayin olam bechushbna l'shtu medai gabayu, and so on. Begin kach siv aydaba shal moish vidra sinai boil moyed I boil moyed amai b'midra sinai alachad l'arayt sevachad l'mishkana. In other words, in the pasuk itself, it tells me that there was a minyan b'midra sinai boil moyed ki'ilu they're coming together. So l'maisa, the Zohar is saying there are two minyanim. There's an inyan of a midra sinai and a minyan of chela de reisa, and there is chela de mishkana. And Behemoth, it's two separate things. Except that they're not distinct. They're one and the same, the exact same amount, and so on. So the Zohar is saying there are two inyanim, mitzad, what we're talking about, two different inyanim. The Midbar Sinai and the Oil Moed are two different areas. But just like Lamaila, they go together and they're never distinct. Over here also, they go together and never distinct. So I want to try to be mazbe a little bit. What are those two inyanim of the chela de mishkan and the chela of the reisa, and in what does it mean that they come together? One more nekuda, the Kedushas Levi, when he's mayach a little bit, he speaks about the inyan of the psukim that we said. He mentions that there were two pkudim. He he brings down, he alludes to the Zaya, and he says that Klal Yisrael was nifkad Klal Yisrael was nifkad keneged Teir Shebeksav, and that's why you have Shishin Ribu Oisius is keneged the Teir. So Teir Shebeksav is keneged Klal Yisrael minus Shevet Levi, and Shevet Levi is keneged Teir Shebalpeh. Lechura, and that's why Shevet Levi is Chof Beis 22,000. Keneged Chof Beis is the Oisius of the Oisius of the Torah. It's the Oisius of Dibur. And that's Keneged Torah Shabbat. So Shishim Ribu is the amount of Oisius in Torah Shabbat Ksav. And that is, however you answer it, whether it's with the Miluya, whatever it's the love, or whatever Cheshbonis you give, but the whole item, the Shishim Ribu is Keneged the Torah Shabbat Ksav, and Chof Beis Oisius is Keneged Torah Shabbat Peh. L'chura, the way we understand, Torah Shebal Peh is less of a Kedusha than Torah Shebal Ksav. The dinim of Kedusha Sasefa are much more chomer. In Torah Shebal Ksav, there's a whole area of Kedushas, of Dovah Shebal Kedusha. Torah Shebal Peh doesn't exist. It's not, there is no real Kedusha in the Sfarim. There's Kedusha, but it doesn't have any of the dinim of Torah Shebal Ksav. And L'chura, that would mean Torah Shebal Peh is on a lower darga, mitzad the halachas, mitzad the dinim. And yet, the mashmoz of the ksuvim is very clear, and mitzad the inyanim, that Shevet Levi is on a higher darga. So how do you understand the two? And b'chol, the whole inyan of the Shishim Ribu Oisius versus the Chof Beis Oisius. In a lot of places, you also find, a lot of times you find in the Torah, in the Medrashim, this was connected the Chof Beis Oisius that the Torah is given. And because they sinned with Chof Beis Oisius, and because this is Chof Beis Oisius, and that's Chof Beis Oisius, you know, it's true, there are Chof Beis Oisius, but in a lot of the areas where it says it, it seems it's stam stuck in. Because because they sinned connected Chof Beis Oisius, that's why Eichas is written Chof Beis Oisius, because they we do a shamnu Chof Beis Oisius, because they uchaitiv Chof Beis Oisius. Of course, I mean the all the words come from Chof Beis Oisius. So Mela, if you're chayta by even klali, you're chayta against Chof Beis Oisius. So what is Mabo Lamdeinu Chof Beis Oisius over here? So we have to understand an inyan here mitzad the hashkacha of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad the hashpo of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad the mitzias of Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And the Pasuk says in Oz Yosheh that the beginning of taking our Klal Yisrael was with Kriyas Yamsuf, and then the Oisfer is to be Eimoy v'sito Eimoy. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring them into Eretz Yisrael and have them become rooted in Eretz Yisrael. The understanding of what rooted means, the understanding of those two inyanim, is be'etzem an understanding of two dargis in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in interaction with people. Everything starts with a hashpa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is where everything comes from. When things are mushba from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they're be'emes, they're kitzurasan, and the way they should be. That is the mitzias of Hashpah as it comes on Eretz Baruch Hu. When it lands, Kol's man, it's in its original form, it still has part of that mitzias. L'mashal, somebody seeds the ground, so he throws out a handful of seeds. So in his hands, it's a handful of seeds, it lands on the ground, and it's still like that. Then it starts taking root. When it starts taking root, two changes happen, two kololistic changes happen. First of all, it becomes very, very limited. Now it's shaykh only to one place. It begins to take on the characteristics of that particular place. And if it's, let's say, growing on fat land, on it'll blossom. If it's growing on dry land, it'll shrivel up. If it's growing on land, with certain minerals will take on a certain color, different minerals a different color, a different taste, and so on. It very much takes on the property of the makom that is there. And those are drawbacks. In other words, kol zman it's a seed in the hands of the person that's seeding the ground, it's be'etzem unlimited. It's limitless. It has all, it's all potential, and it can go every which way. The minute it hits the ground and takes root, then it becomes something that is very limited, and it takes on very much the flavor of the piece of ground that it landed in. The other side is, but that's the only time it becomes permanent. The only time something, if I throw seeds on the ground and they don't root, so the next wind blows it away someplace else, the water comes and it sluices it off someplace. There's no permanence in a metzias of the kol zman. It still has the characteristics of where it's coming from. The minute it becomes rooted, the more deeply rooted and the more deeply enmeshed it is with the place that it landed, that becomes now a permanent fixture, and it becomes very tied to the land. And the more rooted it is, the harder it is to dislodge it from that piece of land. So you have two stages in the Anhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpah, and they have names. Those two stages have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagis and Hashgachis come in with a lot of different steps, and the last step of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhaga is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhaga has become rooted in the particular person, place, time that he's being mashpia. In one way, it's a tremendous letdown from the klolistic ashpar and anhaga filamayla, because it's become very, very specific, which is very different than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's limitless anhaga. On the other hand, it's the only place where it has any reality, the only place where it's meaningful, the only place where it has a metzias is at the last stage, when it's become rooted and bound up with a specific nekuda, person, place, time. And Bemis, one of the lashonis for that anhaga is called Aretz. In the Kadmonis speak about it, that anhaga is called Aretz, because Aretz is where something becomes rooted, and it becomes part of the Mekabel rather than part of the Mashpia. It begins to become very much part of the Mekabel and not the Mashpia. So you have Hanhogas Vakadosh Baruch Hu taking out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, was a Hashgacha, Dur Deya, Dur Midbar, was a Hanhogah of just Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And Bemela, you had a general Hanhogah for all of Klal Yisrael. It's not the pshat that the shivcha was on a higher darga than Yecheskel per se, but it was just part of the general anhaga. Just like when a person invites somebody to his house, or when a person sends tzedaka privately, so he sends each person what he feels needs, deserves, kirva, and so on. So if I have to bring a package to somebody's house that was needy, I make a cheshm and a lot of protim so that it fits him, mitzad what his needs are, mitzad his relationship to me, mitzad what he deserves, and so on. If I have a soup kitchen, so everybody comes and gets the same bowl of soup. That's the different anhaga. The anhaga of Kriyas Yamsuf and Yetzias Mitzrayim was a klolistic anhaga, Klal Yisrael. And B'meila Shivcha L'Yom is also Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Klal Yisrael as a whole was holding by Yecheskel ben Buzi's Darga. So everybody was swept up with it. There wasn't any chilukim and so on. The last stage of that anhaga is to be emoy v'sita emoy, where every single person gets his own mokum. And the downside is the shivcha is a shivcha and Yecheskel ben Buzi is Yecheskel ben Buzi. And each shevet has its particular nekud and its particular knech, where it has its mahalach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Meidach Gis, it's a lot more real because it becomes permanent. The Vesita Eimai, with the cutting of Hanhaga and Hashpah to size of the Mekabel, it now can become part of the Mekabel. The Shifcha was still a Shifcha. She didn't turn into Yecheskel Neviyah. She had what Yecheskel had, but she didn't become a Yecheskel. In Tiviyim or Visitayim, there was an Hoga where Shimon got what Shimon had, and Yisachar had Yisachar, Zvulun had Zvulun had, and so on. Those are the two daigos of Anhaga, and the two different halachim. In the Ashpo of Torah, Torah was given Mehar Sinai, and b'meila that type of Ashpo of Torah from Har Sinai was a metzias of Hakadosh Baruch Hu as a mashpia. That was the perception. We stood on Tachtis Ahar, and the focus was the Har, not us. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Anoichi, the coil went around from one end of the world to the other end of the world, and B'meila, anyone could hear it. It filled up the entire world. The famous Futas wrote about the Reach that filled up the entire world, and after each Dibur you have to take it away, because the Metzias was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being Mashpia in the most cloistic way, and the Mela, everything was shy after that Hashpah. The word Mishkan, the word HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelling someplace, Be'etzem means that second Anhaga, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu stoles to a Mokum. In Har Sinai, there was no Mokum. Har Sinai was no Mokum of Kedusha. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu left, it wasn't Kaddish. There was no, just when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there, you couldn't go up. But the Mokum itself did not stole the Suta HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than the next mountain, or the next mountain, or the next mountain. There was, as soon as Gilui Har Sinai was over, Moshiach HaYevil, everybody could go up. There was no Kedusha that was shayach to the Mokum. The Mishkan means HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells, the word dwelling called HaKadosh Baruch Hu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu stoles to his anhaga to a certain Mokum. And b'meila, that's the sheirish of those anhagis. So Eretz Yisrael, Mishkan, Beis Hamikdash, all are of the same anhaga. That place becomes shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashu shchinosi dafkin Eretz Yisrael, dafkin Yerushalayim, dafkin the mokam Mishkan. The mokam Mishkan is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sheirish shchina. Sheirish Chinam means HaKadosh Baruch Hu stels to Anhaga kefi the dargis of the Mokum. The Mokum, Kodesh Kadoshim, has the ability to have the most Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it Kedusha kefi its Hachana. The Mokum, the Ulam, and the Chatsa kefi it. And so on, all the Sarah dargis of Kedusha means HaKadosh Baruch Hu stels to the Kedusha to the Mokum. That is the difference between those two Anhaga. So there's a darga called Eraisa, and there's a darga called Mishkana. There's Chela Eraisa, and we'll see soon what that is. There is a certain Tzva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Shayach to Eraisa, and that's Shayach Tov's first darga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a Mashpia Kloli without stones into anything specific. And then there's a second darga where HaKadosh Baruch Hu stoles himself to Mokrim, and that's called Chela de Mishkana. And the Zohar says they are one and the same. In other words, even though they look very different to us, there's such a sharp hevdel in mitzad, the results of it, and mitzad, the way it comes over to us, whether it's coming from the first anhaga or second anhaga, but mitzad the teichin, it's one and the same. It's the final hemshich of that higher darga. But there should not be a pirut. The way Torah looks mitzad the mashpia, mitzad the kolis hashpa, should not be different the way it comes out in the prati stick of mokum and the prati hashpa. That's what the Zohar means over here. Let's try to understand a little. So the shevet shishim ribu oisis in the Torah means, the chiddush of shishim ribu oisis is that each and every one of these is really a metzias b'fnei atzma also. Let's give an example so we can understand it. A person makes a piece of furniture. He makes a bookshelf, a bookcase, and it has to be shipped someplace. And it's hard; you can't ship an entire bookcase. So somebody will say, you know what? So we have to cut it into 10 pieces. So guys, it's very simple. Cut it down the middle one way, cut it down the middle the other way, cut each one into another two parts, and you have it. that's stupid. That's 10 pieces that are equal in cutting, but each piece itself is a strange piece of wood. That's not good for anything. A chacham has a whole new chacham, and he says you can look at the bookcase of being modular, and you can take the walls apart, and the top apart, and the back apart, and the shelves apart, and you can, each one has, I can break it down to smaller metzias, where each metzias is a real metzias. There's a shelf, there's the backing, there's the screws, the chulu, and so that each piece in itself has a metzias, and yet you can put it together and get the metzias klolis. So the chiddush in going from the klal to the prat is not something that you cut it up into 100 parts, like mashed potatoes. You cut it 100 portions. That's not the chiddush of klal to prat. The chiddush of klal to prat is that despite the fact that the klal has a very clear definition, the klal has meaning to itself, I can take it apart into pieces where each piece has meaning in its own right. And it's a dover sholem b'fnei, it has a certain shleimus b'fnei, it's a dover mugdor b'sumen b'fnei atzmai, and yet when I put it together, it can put together a whole metzius. So the chiddush of that anhaga klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the second chiddush is, it's not just going from a lot to, it's not, they didn't take Eretz Yisrael, just said, okay, it took the Sefer Torah, and they took 600,000. Each ois in itself is a metzias, an aleph is an aleph. And Rebbe Akiva could be koisha, ksorim on each aleph, and he could darshan tili tilim shalachas on it. Why? Because an aleph is an aleph. And the aleph in Dreshis is different than the aleph in Vayikra. The word aleph, the letter aleph in Dreshis, the letter aleph in Vayikra, is a whole different aleph. So the chiddush of shishim ribu oisius is that Torah can be broken down to shishim ribu in a way that each ois itself has a metzias, it has a meaning, it has a teichin, and yet when you put it together, it's a sefer Torah. And to the contrary, if any one ois is missing, then the whole Torah is possible. It's not, there are no extra oisius. So you have an extraordinary transition from klal to prat to klal, that the klal itself is the meaning. It can be broken down into pratim, that each one itself has its own metzias, and not only does it have its metzias, it has a metzias chashuva, so that without any one prat, the whole thing is missing again. If I leave out one tiny prat, so it's the prat, not only do I take apart the cabinet, but the pratim are so specific that there's no just a piece that's just for finish. Any prat that's missing, I'm missing something vital. So what I've done is I've made the entire klal into pratim of such nature that each prat becomes a davar chashuv ne'atzmoy, and without anyone, without one aleph, without the most minor aleph in the Torah is possible. And that's the pshat. Chazal say that if you take a nefesh achas miyisrael, it's kilu tahoras kolam kuloi, and vice versa. It's because without anyone, just like without one letter the Sefer Torah is possible, without any one nefesh miyisrael, all of yisrael is lacking. Because there's this chalkus of pais on the pratim, and the meila, there is no klal without the pratim. That is the chiddush over there. That's the memra of Chazal. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Torah, which be'etzem in its kololius ha'inyan is something that is a is something that's above. It's the kololius HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. And in Torah Shebiksav, he broke it down into 600,000 pratim. That's the chiddush of Torah Shebiksav. That a klolius das and ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be divided into aleph and beis and gimels and the chaf beis oisius. So the 600,000 is the pratim of Torah, which be'etzim is a double chachma. The klolius of Torah is the klal of chachmosei mitzonius for us, and the chiddush of Torah itself is that it has that it's shayach to break it into aleph and beis and gimels, each aleph you can dash in tila tila shalachas because it's a davar shalom, and if you're missing any one aleph, then you're missing then the whole Torah is possible. That's the chiddush of Torah shebiksav. Torah shebaal peh be'etzem is on a higher dagger than Torah shebiksav, because Torah shebaal peh is Torah before it's broken down into these pratim. It's the kolalius of Torah. It doesn't. The reason why Torah shebaal peh is does not have that kedusha for us is because since it wasn't put down into concrete little pieces, there is no specific lashonis for Torah shebaal peh. You couldn't. It wasn't nitali kosev, so it has no makom achiza and tfisa in this world be'etzim. The Torah shebaal peh is the ruach hadvarim. It's the seichel koilel for all of Torah. To understand, the Torah shebaal peh is that ayin tachas ayin means mominis, and it's a get of a knas, and all of the havana and fisa, the toichin in a certain sense, of Torah shebiksav is Torah shebaal peh. But the difference is that Torah shebiksav has a mokum achiza, the alephal and the beis and the gimel, and b'meila it's shayach that there's a specific place, a piece of parchment with a letter on it, that I point at it and I say it's Kaddish, and it has a din of Kedusha, Nashu Kedusha. Torah shebaal peh is merachiv in the world. It's has no makom achiza, and b'meila the lack of concrete Kedusha is not because it's on a lower darga, but faket, it's on a darga that we have no shaykhs to. It's we can't put a finger, a gemara does not contain Torah shebaal peh. It's a remez. It's lo nitli kasev. You can't point Omar Rava, you can't dash from the word Omar. The toichin of Torah shebaal peh, the havana of it, the tfis of it is the Torah shebaal peh. The words are just a chetimtza, like it says, like the Megillah Storm they used to have, that they used to be able to write it down to remember the inyan. But the etzem Torah shebaal peh is the tfisas advarim. So you have the darga of Torah shebaal peh mitzad, it's pnimius, is be etzem the Torah, and that's taka the toichin of Torah. Mitzat, the ability to create kedusha in this world, mitzat to point on a piece of parchment and a piece of ink, Torah shebiksav was given that maila. There was a tevi'ema v'sita'emai, it took root in this world, so on a piece of parchment with a little ink, we have kedusha sasefa, mitzat, and Torah shebaal peh doesn't have that maila, it's holding above. That is the difference. That's why Klal Yisrael, that's the difference in Klal Yisrael Shevet Levi. Klal Yisrael has a chilek in Eretz Yisrael, it's divided into shvatim, base avos, and each and every nekud of it has its metzias pratis. And b'meila it's shishim ribu, chayis or shishim ribu, kineged shishim ribu oisis, specific oisis. Each person in chayis had a chilek in Eretz Yisrael, and a pratis dik a chilek, and that was the chalukah of Eretz Yisrael. You divided up Eretz Yisrael, you gave each, the chochma dividing Eretz Yisrael was like dividing Torah into shishim ribu oisis. Each person had his chilek and his nachla, and that was his mokum of where he was nishtarish, and that's where he was yainik from. Shevet Levi was different. Shevet Levi is connected to chof beis oisis. In oisis of dibur, you have chof beis oisis. You don't have specific diburim. In ksiva, you have specific oisis, and each ois has a metzias. So the amount of oisis for sefer shishim ribui. The amount of oisis for the klal is chof beis oisis. Chof beis oisis is the reservoir of ability to communicate Torah. A Torah shebaal peh is chof beis oisis. So b'meila Shevet Levi is chof beis kinegedet, because Shevet Levi is the darga that's klolius. They don't have a specific chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem unach losay. They shtol zach tzuta HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. They don't have a specific makom. So if in it could be on a higher darga. And you need, or better said, you need to be on a higher darga to shtal zech tzu. When the Rambam says that kol mishnah talivah could be like Shevet Levi, and throw away the all of their heretz, and I could have spoken with Sapikim, Hashem and Achlosai, he's talking about a higher darga. It's not a darga that's easy to come to, because every person mahalach is specific. But lemaisa in a person who's in shtalzach avek in that darga, he has a much different anhaga. That anhaga is closer to the sheirish of how a kashrus mashpia. It's on a higher darga, but it requires you can't get to that madrega without being shayach to. So you have two chelos. There's chelo deiraisa, which is Shevet Levi, and that's shayach to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Chaf Beis. There's chelo de Mishkana, and that's why Sefer Vayikra is Sefer Kohanim. It's shayach to Kohanim. It's shayach to, and then you have the specific, and then you have an hug of all of Kol Yisrael, which is chelo de Mishkana. The shayach much more to specific nikudas, ashayach ashuras ashchina, and b'meila each one a specific dark. But the Zohar says it's one and the same. There is no the klal of Kol Yisrael in their own protistic and metzias has to be the klal of Kol Atari Kula. It's extraordinary that this hanhaga, when it says the medrash, it's on a pasuk in Iyo, it says ochas tzadik rochav, yechos tzadik rochav, that a tzadik is teifis his derech. So it says when Klal Yisrael was choyte by the meraglim, so Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every tzadik is oiches his drochav. Every tzaddik has his midah. Avraham with Chesed, and Yaakov with Emes, and Yitzhak with Pachad, and Moshe with Anova, and it goes through the whole Rishima. After he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be teifus your midah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, what is my midah? So he told him, Racham v'chanan and Rechapayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, good. That's Lashon. So it's extraordinary Lashon. The Teretz is, the chet of Eretz Yisrael meant, in other words, the meraglim or boyit in Eretz Yisrael meant there would be a hafkor of specific midas in Klal Yisrael. In other words, Klal Yisrael could never make it to the Sfi'im of Yisita Emoy. So Moshe Rabbeinu was a spalta Kodesh Baruch Hu that lemaisen in the nefesh of Klal Yisrael, they're already specific and hagis. Avram already has a hanhaga that he was Yerush. Eretz Yisrael in its inner form is already knows the midah to be Eretz Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the certain midah that's miyuchas daka Hakadosh Baruch Hu, which is racham v'chanan. We're not going into more details about why and so on, but you see that it's extraordinary that what Moshe Rabbeinu was mispaul, the oifen that was mispaul to Kadosh Baruch Hu was to through the hanhaga, specific hanhaga was dafka when Klal Yisrael was married in Eretz Yisrael, when the Shiloh was going to Eretz Yisrael. There's another lashon of Azoya, an awesome lashon about the avoda of specific tzaddikim. It says kol chad v'chad mi'ovis Yodalele kutshebrichu migoy dago delay. Every single one of the others knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his madrega dafka. Ve'ochet bebahu darga, and he was dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically through his darga. Avram yodalele kutshebrichu migoy aspaklai deday. Avram knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his own perspective, diyum midas hagdula, which is chesed. Valdo ochet be, and that's why he was dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'loy shavik lo la'alman, and never left him. Yitzchak Yodalei B'Dargah the Gvura, and so on. And it says, Moshe Aaron, and so on. Then it says that every single one has to be Yoinik Dafka from his Darga, and that's the only way in which it says, Zakor Iyu Man De Yodalei Tzalo L'Kutshebrichu B'chol Tikkun and Delei K'di Yois. That the person has to Dafka ask from his Darga that he has over here. So the Zoya says that the oifen of avoda specifically has to stolzach tzu to each person from his darga. And if you listen to the oimek of the Zoya, he says over here the reason why they were dovuk takarish baruch hu was because they came specifically from their madrega. So he says that they were Ochid Nakarish Baruch Hu because they were come from Darga Delay. Like we said before, Tvi Emoy Visita Emoy is only Shayach, permanence and Dveikus is only Shayach in a specific place. So somebody that's coming from a Klolistic Anhaga is not Shayach to it. Somebody that's coming from a specific Anhaga is Shayach, he becomes Dovuk and Ochid Nakarish Baruch Hu Dafka from there. So Nitzirin Lameidim. So we're saying there's two daggers from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhog and Ashpah. There's stage one where it's still seen as Ashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's like Maimar HaSinai and Atzchilo Deraisa. And stage two is where it becomes Dovuk and Ochus in a specific Anhaga, and Mitzad the Mekabel, it's much more of a permanent and specific Vegas. There's another angle to the mile of this Anhaga. And Bem is the Sheirish of it, it's a very deep Sheirish, but the Chaim Volozhin says it in Ruach Chaim, and he says it in an Oifin that we have a Tfis in it. He says, Basar Ma'moris Nivra Oilam, and the Mishnah asks, we could have been Nivra B'may Ma'achas, and he says to give Schar to Tzadikim, that I'm a Chaim the world with Asar Ma'moris, and to be Nifra Merishoyim, who destroy a world that was given Asar Ma'moris. Very, very not clear what the pshat is. So Rav Chaim Volozhin says, on the part about Rishoyim, he says more specifically, on the part of Tzadikim, he says it a little more Bermiza. It's not shayach that a person shtolz achtzu to everything. There is no, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yachid, that's it. So if nobody, if we would have to, if our only hechetimtze of avoida would be through klolius, then we would all basically get a B+, doubt at best. It's not, there is nobody that's koil everything. So what we'd say is the person is an okay person. That's the only way we could be done. To a specific nekuda, a person can shtalzach tzu ad asayf. That's not a stirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu yichidus ro'olam. A person could be a tzaddik ad asayf with his darga. Since the world was created with asara mamaris, it's like that cabinet, each one is a separate, complete unit. And each one is indispensable for the whole. So each one is a mekayim completely of the entire Metzius. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu split up his anhaga in 10 mamaris, so each and every one is needed, necessary, and b'meila, it's going to, the chiyuv will be that each one will have a kiyum of the entire world. So just like somebody who needs medical attention, and 10 people are hovering around, and they're doing the same thing, but they're just doing it more helpfully and helping and so forth, then each one helped out a little bit. But if the person needs 10 different specialists, one for his breathing, one for his heart, one for his lungs, then each one is indispensable. Each one saved his life. The heart person needed to work on the heart, the kidney person needed to work on the kidney, the other person needed to work on the lungs. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world of Asar Mars, each Maim is a Dover Sholom of the Atzmoy, and it's Shayach to give the Tzadikim a Schar for being Mekayim in the entire world. That is the Tzadikim part. The Chiddush, the Deikin Nekuda that the Reb Chaim is speaking on the Rishoyim part. He said, and again, he's being Meramez on a Sugya Muka, he's saying it the words that we can understand Pashut. Lo yitzur, a person, let's say you take a being that has one cell. It's a one-cell being. You harm the cell, the being dies. Finished. No matter how big the cell is and how strong, if you do something to it, it's completely destroyed. Period. You take something that's multicellular. You take a person who has billions of cells. So you destroy one cell, two cells, 10 cells, a million cells. It's shayach, the other cells rebuild themselves and repair the damage done to that one cell or to that 10 cells, or even to the trillion cells. As long as there's one cell left over, theoretically it can reconstruct what's missing. If the world would have been given with one maimer and a person is poigim, that is completely destroyed. There's no makom tikkun whatsoever. It's not shayach to be metaken anymore. It's gone. So to do that would mean that Rishoyim would forever be destroyed. Reb Chaim says, Piroyim means, Liporim Rishoyim means like a debt that you collect, and then the person is in good standing. It doesn't mean to wreak revenge. Liporim, he says, Liporim Rishoyim means to collect the debt, and then they're back in good standing. Since the world was created by Sarah Mamoris, if the Russia holds on to at least one maimer, then it's shayach that you can reconstruct the whole person from that maimer. give him a Pesach Shel Machat, and then it's shaykh to enlarge it. So the 10 mamaris means that it becomes, you need 10 different rishis to destroy everything. As long as the person left over one nekud of toiv, then it's shaykh to redo it. Yes, he has to go through more extensive surgery and treatment and pain. But the end is, there's what to be toif as something and to reconstruct it. That's what Reb Chaim said. So there's a second inyan. This whole inyan over here has two ramifications, two extraordinary ramifications. One is mitzad tzushtol to the mekabel, then it is something that is it's much stronger and much more permanent and much more powerful than anything else. And also it allows the person a lot more chances. Because the person is not, because any pgam or pgia doesn't destroy the whole, there's always a foothold for something toiv, it's shaykh to redo it and to bring back the whole tzura, as long as there's one foothold that's still solid. In a person's inyanei avodah, the first tells is, if a person finds himself part of a tzibur, a part of a klal, that's good. A person likes that klal, feels the klal is balei aliyah, and so on and so forth. If he doesn't find a specific nekuda that speaks to him more than any other nekuda, mitzad avodah, then that will not become entrenched in him. It's not going to, being in a makom where a person has a lot of good hashpah and is doing a lot of good things, but if the hashpah, if he's a pchina of a shifcha layam, that's seeing what the chazal doesn't see, then tomorrow the shifcha remains a shifcha. Because things that I relate to in a general sense, it's good to learn, it's good to daven, it's great to do chesed, and so on and so forth. All of those things, if something didn't strike a sheirish in a person's own neshama, then it can't be permanent. So as long as he's standing by Kriyas Yamsuf with all the Chaisal together, then he sees whatever Chaisal sees. Once that disappears, it has no permanence whatsoever. And that's why the Dora Midbar is a Dora that's gone. It's a Shaila Gemara if they have a Chelkol Mahaba. It's not only a question of the Rishis or of what they did good, didn't good. It's a Shaila Mitzad that Tzuris HaDor that has, the Olam Haba is called the Olam Yishu Aretz. Olam Haba is the ultimate Aretz where everybody has his own Mitzias as a Protestant Mitzias, a Nitzchias. At Anhaga, it's not a specific Anhaga that allows that neshama to be mishtarish in the aretz is not permanent. Olam haba is permanent because it's aretz. La olam yirsha aretz is because anything that becomes part of aretz becomes la olam. Aretz la olam imedes. Aretz is something that stands forever. Things that are shayach la olam are shayach to aretz, and they have to find roots in Aretz, and the only way to find a root Aretz is where it stels itself to one specific makom that a person feels and becomes rooted. And in that, everybody's different. For one person, it's dafka hamakom in Torah, for one person, it's hamakom in Tefillah, for one person, it's in Asiya, in Digar Mitzvahs, b'chulu. But lemaisa, without it speaking to him specifically, without the person finding a specific nekuda that's maka sheirish in him, then it doesn't have any metzias kayemis. That's one part of it. The other part of it is, one of the koyches hara that push a person to do quote-unquote his own thing includes gaiva, it includes shirking responsibility. There are a lot of yetzaharas that float around the quote-unquote doing your own thing that are take the person out of the klal. It's the Rosh's description. A person has to understand those in Yonim that we're talking about that are specific to the person. The first Hagdara you have is the Zayaz Hagdara, that the Chela the Arais and Chela the Mishkan are one and the same. If a person feels that the specific Inyan that he finds himself in is an Inyan that is part of the Kalalis of Torah, L'mashal, for this person, Hamakatam Torah, for this person, Gidrei Kedusha, for this person, if he sees it as being a hemshet, except a specific nekuda, I get my kesher through tefillah, I get my kesher through chesed. So then it's one and the same. The Zayah says the chela, the reis, the mishkana are one and the same. There is nothing in the chela, the mishkana that's not in chela, the reis. If the person feels, it shouldn't be shehoitzi atzmei min haklal, it should be shehichnas atzmei haklal. The oifin of his mahalaf avodah should be mashush him in the cloud. And if a person feels that his personal inyan is something that's somehow you see him in the cloud, that it's not shayach to the chela deraisa, then it's not chela de mishka either. Despite the fact that these are two separate mahalchim and two separate inyanim, the Zayah says they're one and the same. They're not nispared. Har Sinai and Oyel Mayed are two stages, but the Teichin is one and the same. And the other side is like the Zohar says, each one of the Ovis was Ochid Dovak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his Midah. If a person finds that his unique Midah is brings him in closer to everything else, is Mekashim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that's a simon that it's a specific Midah, and he's talking being Mekayim the Tevayimah Sitayimah. If that Midah becomes a way out, that's not himself, then that's a Yitzhara. Well, whatever it is, it's also, Yitzhara exists in every fast of Avodah, and plenty in this fast of Avodah. The person finding his specific Nekuda, if the person becomes more Dovuk and Achus through that, and the Melech there are good Ashbaz and other Inyani, like Bozev, a limit al Zev, then it, if the person feels that through his Amokah in Tfilah, other things become more serious, then fine. Then it's a sign that this is his Pesach for being Ochus Davi everything. If the person finds himself that it's taking him out, then the pshat is that's not a mida protis, it's a way out. That's all it is. We're in the week between Bamidbar and Maimar Sinai in the Chela Raisa Chela the Mishkana. The Avoida is that a person has to remain content with what he has as a member of the Klal means that the thing is not part of him, it's not Mushashtim, and it's he'll float with it as long as he's floating with it. When the person finds his specific, when the person takes Har Sinai and he makes it into Chela the Mishkana and he finds his specific Mokum and his Gafanei and his Teinosai, and he makes Roshim, that's where he becomes Ochot and Davuk, and that's where it becomes a Kiyum of the Tevi'im of his Te'imah.